Today's text is Psalm 20. Psalm 20. Please turn to your Bibles. We all know that the King David wrote about half of all the Psalms with his name on. But I dare say that he wrote many more which he did not append a name. Psalm 20 is one where his name is attached. He says, to the chief musician, the Psalm of David. Now, Psalm 20 is not as well known as the most famous Psalm, 23, which all of us love and many of us know by heart. But Psalm 20, also out of the pen of King David, has a very pertinent and relevant message to all of us here. So we are going to read this, bearing in mind that God is speaking to you through the pen of his servant David. David, by the way, is the only man in the Bible where it is said that he is a man after God's own heart. So when you read this, please appreciate God touched the heart, inspired the writer, David, to say, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Ah, so good, isn't it? Verse 1 I'm reading, please note. When someone tells you, I'm praying for you, that the Lord will hear you in the day of trouble, you say, thank God. There are those who remember you. But I say, all of us, reading this psalm, make it your own and apply the words, hear thee in the day of trouble. And remember, trouble is never far away. In this life of ours, you may not be seeking for trouble, but remember, trouble is seeking for you. So, before the day is very old, something happens. This life is never peaceful in this earth, which means we need help. Where does your help come from? I'm told that in America, majority of people who go out to work consult their horoscope in the morning. Amazing. They want to know what the stars foretell and what clothes to wear that give them good luck and all kinds of other fantastic ideas. They are afraid of trouble. Are you? As I said, you need not look for trouble, but trouble is looking for you. And here is the wonderful psalm written by the King David. He says, the Lord hear thee. How good it is to always know that I have a God who is always ready and willing to hear me in my prayer. How is your prayer? Therefore, I ask you, don't wait till there's trouble, then you quickly pray. Once trouble is over, forget the whole thing. It's so true, isn't it? That's human nature. People who need your help come knocking at your door, telephone 10 times a day. Once you've done them the help, you're no longer wanted. This is human nature. So, may God hear you in the day of trouble, and when it comes, remember what you heard today, 27th of September, that God is so wonderful. He not only loves you, sent his son for you, died for you, opened the way for you back to God, but he is concerned. Every day is concerned. You may forget him, but he never forgets you. That is the beauty of our calling on the name of the Lord. The last part of this verse, the name of the God of Jacob, defend thee. What's in the name, do you know? Years ago, when I first went to Australia, they asked me, where do you come from? I said, Singapore. Oh, you have such a good prime minister called Mr. Lee. How we wish he would come to Australia and clean up the country for us. Amazing. His name is well known now, this week. Mr. Lee is in Russia. Even the Russians want to seek his wisdom. What's in a name? We have a most wonderful Savior whose name is salvation, peace, prosperity, and protection. How well do you know that name? The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. You know, this name of the Lord is mentioned three times in this Psalm 20. Verse 1 says, the name of the Lord of Jacob defend thee. Verse 5, please follow. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. This is the second time it is mentioned, the name of our God. And then in verse 7, that is our theme verse today. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, some today in their motor cars. The more expensive, the more prestigious, and you drive around like you are somebody. Is that so? It is. And some in horses, today no horses, but horse powers. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. So the name of the Lord our God is your sure protection, because He is Creator, Redeemer, Savior, and He has your interest at heart. Do you have His interest at heart? Does it matter to you whether the church is strong, whether the people understand the gospel message and go out and tell others, or yourself? Did you ever ask yourself, how many people have I spoken about the Lord Jesus this week? Have you? Do you? Do you feel it? Now, verse 2. Send thee help, says David. You need help, all of us. And help is not from fortune tellers. There are some people who go to Pulau Batam to consult Bomos for help, you know. I heard of that. It is true. Singapore people cross the sea, go to Pulau Batam. And there is some very well-known, famous, powerful Bomo. They want to know from him something of the future. Can they help? Verse 2 says, God send you help from the sanctuary, the house of God. Come to the house of God. Come early. Come reverently. Come gratefully. Every time you have an opportunity to come, make it an event of the day, of the week. And you are going to get help out of this sanctuary, out of Zion. What is Zion? Zion is the place where God dwells. The city of God, Jerusalem, is Zion. Make that your first love. Love the house of God. Love the kingdom of God. But seek Him when there is peace, and not only when you're in trouble. Then come running quickly. Oh, I must go to the house of God. As I said, today we live in very different times from the day we started the BP Church 59 years ago. Very, very different. Today, the perils to our children are 10 times more, 100 times more than in those days. Do you know that? Every child goes to school with a computer. And we say, we must protect our children from this and that other evils that are coming around. They must not go to evil places. But every evil place is contained in that little box is carried. Do you know? You don't use computer? Like me, I don't use computer, but I read. And I'm warned all the time. Children pretend to study, but they press different buttons, and out comes sex shops, pornography, things that grip the mind right away. You don't have to teach them, it is there. Because built into the system of all our children is the flesh. What do you do about it? That's why I say, save our children. Start at home. Begin to have family worship while the children are still agreeable to sit down and hear the gospel. But better still, instill into them the love of God and the love of His Word, so that when they carry that computer, they may say to themselves, I belong to the kingdom of God. I am a child of God, and therefore I must love the Lord and His Word and His law, His holy law. That is my best protection. There is no protection except you have the law of God, you love it, and you say, I am a child of God. Therefore, those things, I know the buttons I can push, but I will not, simply because I belong to the Lord Jesus. Remember all your offerings. Come to the Lord's house, always with an offering from your heart. We don't collect this money because we want to get rich. But it is an opportunity for you to express your gratitude, your love. Nobody knows what you're giving, but God knows. So, verse 3 says, may God remember all your offerings. Truly, if you have brought an offering this morning out of a grateful heart, God knows it, more or less. But let it be expression of thanks, a sincere, meaningful offering out of a grateful heart. Do you do that? Verse 3. May God remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. What you have treasured most, you have given to the Lord for His work because you love Him. God will not forget. He will remember all your offerings. Verse 4. Grant you according to your own heart. Fulfill all your counsel. Meaning what? If you have the heart towards God, God never forgets. God is not unconscious. Do you know God knows everything you think? Every intention, every motive, every idea that goes into your heart and mind, and every plan you have trying to do that and the other things according to your own will, God knows. But let us always learn to please the Lord. Then verse 4 applies to you. May God grant to you according to your own heart and fulfill thy counsels. Meaning to say, answer you according to what you desire. But because your heart is right with God, because God has changed that heart, your desires are pure. You don't desire to know all those evil channels in your computer. And that computer becomes a box of iniquity, of sin, and lust, and downfall. Verse 5. We will rejoice in thy salvation. Do you rejoice in God's salvation? Every day thank Him. Thank Him that you know His will. How do you know His will? Are you reading His Word? Do you love His Word? Oh, it's no use just waiting for the Sunday. And, well, I go to church that I may know God's Word and hear it once a week. I say, you are far behind time. Please do yourself a favor. It's no use because I keep telling you, the pastors and the preachers say, you must read your Word of God. You must read. Until a time comes, you're no longer sensitive to those urgings. But may the Holy Spirit in your heart urge you, say, you are a child of God? Do you know the Father's words? the Father's will? How can you know? You refuse the word, refuse to read. Our dear friends, pray that God will put the self-starter inside all of you. The self-starter says, I am a child of God. I need to read the word of God. I need to know what my Father wants me to do. He has a will for me, has He not? Of course. Why? Because I'm His child. And you don't want to know the Father's will, but you want to know what the horoscope says. How silly, how funny. Verse 5. We will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. What is a banner? You belong to the National Service Army? Every battalion has a banner. That banner has a logo or a picture or a saying to express what that particular battalion is all about. The motto, its intention and its purpose is written there in that banner. What is your intention? In the banner you carry, we all belong to the Lord Jesus. Then verse 5 applies. We will rejoice in your salvation. In the name of God, I set up my banner. This banner says, I am a Christian. Let everybody who sees this banner know that I have this banner because I belong to my God. Don't be ashamed. As I said, when was the last time you spoke to someone seriously about salvation? When? Answer is, maybe occasionally, maybe never. Oh yes. My dear friends, please make verse 5 so precious. Read it again. I will rejoice in my salvation. I will thank God because He died for me. And in the name of my Savior, I will set up my banner that everybody, my friends, will all know I am a Christian. That I stand for what I believe. And I'm ready to die for my beliefs. That is the banner. And in the name of God, you set up your banner, your logo, your motto, your purpose in life. Do you? Dare you? May God fulfill all my petitions. What is your petition this morning? Hearing the word of God, let us all resolve to know the things happening outside. I've not been to Pulau Sentosa for a long, long time. But 2 weeks ago, I was invited, so I went. Amazing development. The whole peaceful island, formerly was called Blakang Mati, now Dalam Mati, is full of death inside, spiritual death. Building of the integrated resorts, all kinds of fun things to entice and to entrap people to go and to be caught up in the things of the world. Now that is happening in Sentosa, just a stone's throw away. Singapore is transforming faster than you can catch up. So fast you'll be left behind. And so everybody says, I don't want to be left behind. I must pursue, run after. What are you running after? Verse 6. Now I know that the Lord saveth His anointed. He will hear me from His holy heaven with the saving strength of His right hand. Now we come to our key verse. Are you ready for the key verse? That is the most important verse, verse 7. Maybe you all like to read with me, then you will be more impressed. Huh? Shall we all read together, verse 7, together, everyone. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Once more, please. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Amen. You know, when Moses was called, he says, Lord, who am I? Why call me? I've been in the wilderness, back of the desert, 40 years. And you say your people need to be saved out of Egypt. Why call me? Who are you, Lord? God spoke to him. He says, I am that I am. My name is I am. I am the great creator, the self-existent, amazing spirit. God Almighty, I am that I am. Moses never turned back. Once God called him, Moses became the greatest leader of men ever on planet Earth. Do you know that? And yet God says, Moses was a man very meek and humble. And because of that, God spoke to him face to face and mouth to mouth. And he says, my friend Moses, I have entrusted him to lead my people out of the land of bondage. You ever been in the land of bondage or ever in bondage yourself? It is a very sad state of affairs. You have no freedom. You serve a master who is not grateful. He doesn't pay you wages. You just serve him as a slave. 2 million Israelis. For how long? 430 years. Until God says, I hear their complaints. Their cry comes to me every day. Suffering under the iron heel of the Pharaoh and the Egyptians make them labor and work for them to build their treasure cities. Things that nobody wants to do, you make them do, and they cannot escape until God says, Moses, you are the man. Dear friends, when God calls, don't find excuses. Because God does not accept excuses. Moses tried to give all kinds of excuses, but God overcame him. Because God changed him. God knew him. God knew that Moses is going to be a good servant. You too, you don't feel good enough. Inadequate. I'm not so well educated. I have got no eloquence. I don't know how to speak. So these were the excuses and complaints came from Moses. And Lord says, no, Moses, I'm with you. Now, Moses obeyed and God used him and took the 2 million Israelis out of Egypt and they all followed him. Do you know that is the greatest movement of human beings ever in the whole history of planet Earth? 2 million moving without transportation of any kind, carrying everything they had, all their belongings, all their livestock, their fowls and their animals, all traveling together. What a motley crowd, isn't it? How can it be? Answer: God was moving his people. God helped them. He was in every move to enable so that their shoes did not wear out for 40 years. So that the clothes did not wear out for 40 years. Do you know that? It was a miracle of a movement. And at the head of it was a man called Moses, the most humble and meek and mild person in all the world. And God says, Moses, you are the man. Dear friends, God needs more Moses today. People who can say, Lord, I'm available for you. Here am I, use me. So here we see Moses and 2 million Israelites at the Red Sea. Oh dear, what's going to happen? It's so exciting, I think you should turn to the Word of God. In Exodus, please turn there. Then you will be able to follow the drama of the moment. When Pharaoh awoke to the fact that 2 million free laborers, workers in the treasure cities had escaped, he jumped up. Verse, Exodus chapter 14, please. Exodus chapter 14, verse 7. Exodus 14:7, and Pharaoh took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them, and of course their horses. Some trust in chariots, some in horses. Here the Pharaoh says, wait till I come, you will see. And he got 600 chariots. You may say they are like the centurion tanks of the British Army in those days, Second World War. Tanks, 600 tanks coming after you. What can you do? But, verse 8, the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh to pursue after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But, verse 9, the Egyptians pursued after them. All the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen, his army, overtook them camping by the sea. Now what do you do? Some trust in chariots, some in horses. What is your trust today, dear friends? Don't trust in your bank account and say, wonderful, at least the banks in Singapore did not cheat like the banks in America. You put all the money in Lehman Brothers and in those other banks. Suddenly they all disappeared, took wings and flew off. Singapore is good. Wow, thank God for Singapore, isn't it? So we can all rest happily, securely. Where is your trust? Chariots and horses and good banks? Verse 13 of the same chapter 14. Moses said to the people who were so terrified, because when they looked back, they could see the armies of Pharaoh and the chariots and horsemen coming. What did Moses say? Fear not. Verse 13. I say the same to all of you here. What is your problem? What is troubling you today? You know the Lord Jesus? Don't look at Pharaoh and the horses and the chariots, but look to Jesus. Look up. Fear not. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord, which He will show you today. What a wonderful assurance of confidence. When you trust in the Lord, you have every confidence to know that He not only promises, but He delivers. What's the use of promising and cannot deliver? There are so many people who tell you, I will do this and that and the other for you, but when the time comes, they do nothing and they disappear. Listen to this, verse 13. Moses said, fear not, stand still, don't move, don't panic. How wonderful, dear friends, what is your trouble today? If you have a trouble insoluble, so terrible, so hard and so disheartening, God's word says to you, you are a child of God. Fear not, stand still, and don't look to chariots and don't look to horses, but see the salvation of the Lord. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see them no more forever. Wonderful. The problem you see today that has been generated for you because of some folly, because of some enemy, you will not see anymore after today. Verse 14. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. I say, dear friends, if we have the Lord as your Savior, come to Him every day. How is your prayer life? Don't seek Him urgently many times a day because trouble is at hand. Then you seek Him. I say, seek Him all the time. Whether there is trouble or no trouble, God is there waiting for you. The problem is not with Him. Problem is with us. Because we feel secure, we feel comfortable, complacent. Why seek God? I'm all right. Thank you very much. I don't need God at the moment until I'm in trouble. No, dear friends. Verse 14. The Lord shall fight for you. Then you will hold your peace. Today you're going to see it. The rest is history, you know. And Moses called on the Lord And the Lord sent a strong east wind and parted the sea, that on the left and on the right, the sea went up as a wall straight up. How can it be? You say, impossible. Do you know that our God is the God of the impossible? Our God can do things you can never imagine. Our God created everything from nothing. That is our God. Ex nihilo. Out of nothing He created. So out of nothing He can bring a force that is above that of nature. God is the God of nature. And the water stood still. And in the middle was a pathway as on dry land. I dare say the Red Sea is not like the Straits of Malacca. If you go to the Straits of Malacca on the east, west side, I used to go there when I was a child. We live in a place called Batu Pahat. You go to the seashore, you don't see seashore. You see mud and swampy areas. And it's very hard to walk on mud and swampy area. In the Red Sea area, it's all pebbles, solid like rock, dry like dry land. When God parted the sea and took away the water, the people could walk as on dry land, together with their children, with their livestock, with their animals, all of them cross one shot. Verse 21. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided, a wall on the left, a wall on the right, and a dry land pathway in the middle. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. Thank God, not a swampy land that you see in the Straits of Malacca. And the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on the left hand. Amen. Now back to our text, Psalm 20. Now we understand. We are going to close reading three verses. Please follow. Psalm 20, verse 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of your trouble, whatever it is. This is the promise of God. May you take this home with you today. May God hear you in the day of your trouble, and the name of the God of Jacob defend thee from whatever is bothering you. Verse 5. Then you will rejoice in thy salvation, the salvation of the Lord. And in the name of our God you will set up your banner. The banner is one of victory. In Jesus Christ, He gives us a banner of victory. And the Lord will fulfill all your heart's desire. Verse 7. Now this is the key verse. The wonderful text of promise. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. Do not, therefore, dear friends, do not trust in your money power or in any other kind of power, but remember the name of the Lord our God. Remember Him daily. Remember Him in the morning. Remember Him in the night. Make it a habit. Make it a blessing that you can have for yourself. Do not wait. Do not wait until there is trouble that you cannot solve. Save your children. I say this with all earnestness. Do not wait, those of you who have children. Wait for them to grow up until you cannot talk to them anymore. And then they will do things you never imagined they would ever do. And they will cause you to be in so great trouble, you wonder, why, if prevented, not prevented. If preventable, not prevented. God help us, that we will remember the name of the Lord and not chariots or horses. God help us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, May the name of our Savior be so precious to us, and that we will seek Him morning, noon, and night. Help our people here. Everyone who names the name of Jesus will consider what he or she can do and should do and must do, and do it as from today. O Lord, may your Holy Spirit help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.